Today's daf is daf chaf vav. So the Gemara have been talking about just a series of mishnayos of almost random topics from topic to topic. The theme had been this inverse relationship between two different items. So the last thing the Mishnah had been talking about on the bottom of chaf heim rebeiz had been temed ad shelo hichmitz. If a person pours water over some types of grapes or grape peels and it doesn't hichmitz, it doesn't turn into wine just yet, so what's the status of that? Is that going to be considered water? And water, question whether you could use mais or sheni. If you have money, a mais or sheni, you're only allowed to buy things like wine. You can't buy water with it. So if that's going to be like water and wouldn't have a chalol shei mais or sheni, or no, it would be considered wine already at that point, in which case it can be bought with mais or sheni. So the Gemara says, the Gemara had said that the machlokis is a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama about mishe hichmitz. When the water and wine begin to ferment together, so Rabbi Yehuda felt that that was considered wine and can be bought ma'aser sheni, and Rabban argued and said, no, even if it's mishe hichmitz, it's still not considered wine. It has to be really be fresh wine from the grapes. It can't be this water mixture with wine. So that's what the Mishnah had said, the Gemara had said. So now we're two lines down in Chav Vav Amin Aleph, the last word or Rashi Tevos in the line, Vamar Rabbi Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Temed shalakhu bekesef meiser. If someone had meiser sheni, again, meiser sheni fruits, he couldn't schlep it to Yushalayim, so he had redeemed it, he had moved the kedusha onto money. And then he took that money in Yushalayim and bought with it this temed, which is this water mixed with grapes. So the din is, temed shalakhu bekesef meiser, ulva sof hichmitz. And in the end, it ends up fermenting. I mean, at the time when he bought it, it was simply water mixed with some grapes. But over time, I don't know, a few days later or so, it turns out it was actually wine. But at the time when he bought it, it wasn't wine just yet. What's the din? Kanemeiser. Even though, let's say Sunday, when I bought the mixture of water and grapes, it wasn't wine yet. Sunday it was nothing, but I bought it on Sunday. But comes Thursday, it turns out it turned into wine. The lach is, it's still considered a good purchase, even though Sunday it wasn't yet wine. Why? My time up. The fact that on Thursday it turned into wine told me retroactively it was actually Sunday. It, since it had the potential on Sunday to become wine, it was already considered wine on Sunday. Just take a look at Rashi. Rashi just makes that very clear. Rashi, five, six or so narrow lines down, Igloi Milso. The Bishas Lakicha Pirahava. When you bought it on Sunday, it was actually considered fruit. It had the potential in these peels of the grapes. El Shadain Lo Nigmar just wasn't yet, it didn't turn into its potential just yet, but the potential existed yet. It didn't actualize just yet. The chilul mal yahu, and to consider a good chilul, jimul sheim lo haya yain bechartanim lo haya machmitz liolam. And if it didn't have that wine potential on Sunday, it wouldn't have turned, wouldn't have fermented. And therefore, already on Sunday, it was considered a good purchase from the ma'aser sheni. So then the Gemara says, el masnitzin dekatani hichmitz. Our mission that says only if it fermented is it a good purchase, but lo hichmitz lo. But if it didn't ferment, it wouldn't be a good purchase. So Dilma, why is it not a good purchase? If I buy something that hadn't fermented yet, why is that not a good purchase? Shouldn't we say Dilma ishavke have a machmet? Had I let it sit for a few more days, it would have fermented. So how come the Mishnah says unequivocally that no, it's not a good purchase if it hasn't been hichmitz? There's a potential maybe it's can it will be hichmitz in a few days. And so the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, Kishashayir Mimenu Bakos Vlo Hichmitz. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where they did leave it over in a cup or some type of barrel, and they let it sit for a few days, and it wasn't fermenting, so they knew it wouldn't ferment anymore. But Ein HaChanam, if they bought it, the first day that they mixed the water and wine, it's not necessarily not a good purchase. You need to wait a few days to see what's going to come out or not. But our Mishnah is already where they waited that amount of time, and it was clear that this was not going to ferment, in which case it wouldn't be a good purchase of Ma'aser Sheni.
So Rashi says that the mocher has to keep it away because he has to make sure that the kesef is that he was able to be redeemed, right? Meaning the whole issue is on the mocher, not on the konim or on anything else.
On the because the mocher no
the mocher has to have the otherwise he cannot use the money to buy a regular fruit.
Because
why would Rashi say mocher is a Rashi says that it's the mocher who's keeping the cost and not the konim.
The which Rashi are you reading?
Kashir
mimenu, mocher ze
because
ve lo hichmitz. Kashir mimenu, mocher ze because ve lo hichmitz.
Because he wants to make sure that the money was mechulel. Otherwise he cannot use the money, right? I mean, but the buyer also has an issue.
Correct. The money still remains The money remains kadosh until you know what happens with the wine. So right. The mocher has to let it hichmitz before it uses any of the money.
It's a more cover on the mocher than on the kone almost. Well, the kone is anyways in Yerushalayim, so chances are it's going to be there.
No, but if it's not hichmitz, they just return the sale.
Right, and that's it.
Then he takes the lokeach takes the money back, and the mocher takes the water back, and then they have to do another purchase. So then the Gemara says, Rav Amar ha mani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Our Mishnah is actually a das yachid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What does he say? It's not this Mishnah that appears in Mikvahs, but the Gemara Makos made it somewhat famous. It's a very challenging Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shlosha lugin maim chaser kurtav shenafu latochan kurtav yayin umarein kimar yayin benafu lamikvah lo paslu. We'll read that in a second one more time, but just, we know there's halacha that when it comes to the mikvah has to come from rainwater, has to fall in that spot. But maim shuvim, which is more water that was drawn and taken to another place, won't be good. So that's why when they build a mikvah, they have to leave their roof open and let it rain in that spot, and then you have your 40 sav mikvah water, and then you could always have new water come in as long as it's connected through a pipe to the original water that was there, the original rainwater. But to transport water, that's called maim shuvim, and that's going to be possible. So let's say you have a mikvah, and you put in three lug of shuvin, maim shuvin, water, that's going to be disqualifying the mikvah. So what happens if you have 3 lug minus 1? Let's call it 2.9 lug of maim shuvin, and then you add wine to it to now make it 3 lug. So is that considered 3 lug of maim shuvin? Or no, it's considered wine. So what the Mishnah says here, since that 0.1 of lug was added was wine, and it looks like wine, so it has a din of wine, and wine doesn't disqualify a mikvah. Only maim shuvim disqualifies it, but not wine. So let's read that again to appreciate that. The Mishnah says it's none. Shlosha login maim chaser kurtav, 3 log of water minus a little bit. Shenafla tochan kurtav. So that 0.1 it's missing, let's say, if wine fell in, and marayin and kamarayin, it looks like wine, it's all red, and then that 3 log now of wine and water mixed together, nafla mikvah, falls into a mikvah to make it 40 saw now, lo paslu, that doesn't disqualify it because that has a din in wine. However, shlosha log in maim, if there's 3 log of water, chaser kurtav, so there's 2.9 log of water. Shenafla tochan kurtav chalav, now a small amount of milk falls in, and marayin kamarayin, the milk's not going to look white. If a little bit of milk falls in, it's going to look clear. It's going to look like water, even though 0.1 of it is milk. So it's a marein kemar mayim v'naflu l'mikvah lo paslu. That too won't disqualify it because you need three pure amounts of log of water. This is only 2.9, and even though milk falls in and it still looks like water, b'emes it's not all water, and therefore it won't disqualify it. You need 3 log of water, pure water, to disqualify it. That's Tanakama. But comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Hakol Holech Acher Hamar. It all goes based on how it looks. So the first case of the wine, it looks red, it's wine, it doesn't disqualify it. But the second case, where it looks like water, I don't care if it's not all water, but if it looks like water, then we treat it like water and it will disqualify it. So now that we establish Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that it all goes based on Mara, how it looks. So now the Gemara says, Lav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Basar Chazus Asli, and we go based on the appearance by the mikvah. Hachanami, bring it back full circle to the Maisa Sheini case. Hachanami, Zil Basar Chazusa, go based on how this temet looks. The temet is mixed with water and grapes. The Taima, the Chazusa, Dahai, Maya Ninu. Even though on Sunday when I put the water and grapes together, it might have that potential to hichmet, it might ferment. Right now it looks like water, it tastes like water. We therefore treat it like water, in which case, the Maisa Sheni won't be a good purchase. That's the opinion of the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara.
Even though it didn't ferment, even though it got some color, we still say it's like mine.
He thinks it didn't have any color actually. When you put, if you take like grape peels,
have colors and
if you it can be, but if you have grape peels and put water on it, I doubt it's going to look like. If you have wine and put wine into water, that's going to change color. But the peels won't change the color, so it's going to look like water, and it's even going to taste like water unless you wait a few days to allow it to ferment. So that's the, according to Rava, that's the author of the Mishnah, and therefore we don't care about the potential to hichmitz or not hichmitz, it all goes based on Mara. Gemara now says, last 7 lines of the Amud here, Upligi de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar argues on what the yesterday's daf had said. Again, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about whether or not Temed had a din of yain or no yain, and the Gemara had said, if a case of hichmitz, if the wine had fermented, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that's a din of wine, Maisa Sheni Yitzchal. Rabbanan says that, no, it doesn't work, even if it's hichmitz. But if it's not hechmetz, if the water is just mixed with peels and it didn't ferment, everybody agrees, so then it's not going to be purchasable with ma'isa sheni. But comes along now, pligi de Rabbi Elazar, he has a different approach. Damar Rabbi Elazar, he's going to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even shelo hechmetz, water, this temed, even before fermenting, it has a din of wine and you can buy it. So let's see how that's learned. Damar Rabbi Elazar, hakol modim, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, she'ein mafrishin olav mimokum acher, elim kein hechmetz. That you're only allowed to, let's say I've got wine here, I'm allowed to separate ma'isa sheni. I could separate Chumas Maisus and Maisus Sheni from one place onto another place, even though they're not both in front of me. Now, he says it's only allowed if it ferments, because once they both become wine, so I could, just like this is wine and that's wine, I don't care if they're not in the same place. But if it's low hechmetz, if they haven't fermented yet, so the problem is, if I'm going to take this Maisus Sheni on that over there to exempt that fruit, well, maybe this is going to ferment, that's not going to ferment, and we're talking about two different things. And therefore, only if it hechmetz are you guaranteed, since they're both fermented, they're both wine, could you be mafresh A onto B. But if it's not hechmetz, you have no idea what's going to be. We'll look at Rashi just to make that clear. But let's just finish reading the Gemara, and we'll read in Rashi. So again, read it one more time. Hakol modim, everybody agrees, she'ein mafresh and alav mimokom acher, elam kem hechmetz. You could only be mafresh from one place on another place, only if it fermented already. Kasavar. Below hechmetz, if they did not ferment, that's when there's a machlokes. That's when Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham argue whether unfermented temed is going to be purchasable with ma'isa sheni. V'yad kan lo mechayv Rabbi Yehuda el b'minei ube. Rabbi Yehuda only said you're allowed to do that which is not hechmetz, only minei ube, from that pile, that water, that temed itself. You can only be from here. About mi'al malo, but you can't do an unfermented mafresh, an unfermented temed from another unfermented temed, because dil ma'asa lafrushe min achiv al pater u min apater achiv. One might ferment and michay ma'isa sheni, the other one might not ferment, and you're doing chiv al pater. So let's look at Rashi to make it somewhat hopefully a little bit more clear now. Rashi says, if you go to the last Rashi on the page, it's a long Rashi. Rashi's ela imkein hichmetz temed zeh. You're trying to mafresh chumas and maisos from one place to another place. And he says you can only do this if it's not, if you're trying to be mafresh it from another place, from A onto B. Umidakama Rabbi Elazar, Alib de Rehuda. Rabbi Elazar is working within the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The A mafresh and Allah mimakum acher. You cannot separate from A onto B. Michlal implying the mechayv le Rabbi Yehuda below hechmetz. He thinks you're chayv. It does have a chiv hafrasha, has the whole halachas of chuma ma'aser ma'aser sheni, even shelo hechmetz. But he says even though that's allowed, you shouldn't do it from A to B. Why? The aser Rabbi Elazar lashmina to teach us the ad kan lo mechayv le Rabbi Yehuda el minei ube. The only time Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're chayv to be mafresh chumas and ma'isos when it's not fermented, it's only from that temet that's in front of you. Aval, but imakam acher to do from A onto B, afilu hu kiyotibo shlo hechmetz. Even if they're both equally unfermented, lo one should not do from makam A to makam B. Why? Shema ze osir lahachmetz vehavi piri. Perhaps let's say makam A has the potential to ferment and will become real fruit and real wine. Veze ein osir lahachmetz, and makam B won't have that potential to ferment. And what happens is vekamafresh minaptua achiva minachiv alptur. And since they're going to be unequal, it sounds like more of a gezeira. He doesn't allow you to separate A to B, but fundamentally what comes out from all this is that Rabbi Yehuda thinks even shlo hichmitz, there's going to be a chiv of a hafrashas, shumas, and maisos. Okay, last line of the Amud here. Taner Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us now, hatemed ad shlo hichmitz, if you have this water mixed with grape peels, if it has not yet fermented, going on to Amud Beis now, mashiku b'mayim. So what's the din of mashiku? So look at Rashi, mashiku b'mayim im nitma d'mayim alma. The halacha is that if water becomes tameh, you're able to be metaher the water by doing hashaka. So look at Rashi, the next Rashi, just to make this also clear. Sorry, one more time. Before, the Gemara says, temed that had not been fermented, hashaka works. The Gemara then says, mishehichmetz, if the temed fermented, it's now a din of wine, ein mashika mayim, hashaka doesn't work. So Rashi explains the dinim. Mishehichmetz ain mashika. Once it ferments into wine, mashika mayim doesn't work. Dechamru, it's called wine. It's considered wine once it ferments. V'kelim v'adam nitna lehem taras tara b'mikvah. If a person or if kelim become tameh, we know we dip them into the mikvah. You can't dip bread into a mikvah. That doesn't matar bread and water. However, maim is the one exception. Maim is matarin bashaka. Water is the one exception. I said wine. The water is the one exception where hashaka works. It's similar to tevila. Shim yesh lo maim yafim l'shtia. If you have water that's very drinkable, the nitmao, they become tamei, nosim bakli, you place that water into a utensil, in a keli, umishakin bimei amikvah, you lower down into a mikvah, hachin noshkin hamayim, until the waters end up kissing each other, until they touch each other a little bit. Havichibor, there's a connection, ubala lagavi mikvah, becomes part of the mikvah itself, and in essence, when you pick the clay keli up, you're taking mei mikvah out, and it's completely tahor. So that's the basic background. So the Gemara is saying is, when it comes to temet, if the temet has not yet fermented, it's called water, and hashaka works to be metaher, the water. But if it's mishahichmetz, if it's fermented, it's now considered wine, and hashaka doesn't work for wine. That's the halacha. So Gemara now says two lines down in Amr Beis here, Amr Rava, lo shanu ela shitamdu b'maim tahorim v'nidma. It's only true if you created temed first, where the water was initially tahor, and afterwards it became tameh, so then it's fine. But if it's the opposite, if you use tameim water, meikaralo, I mean, if I had tameh water and poured it over grape peels to make temed, since the water was originally tameh, hashaka won't work. So Gemara says, what's the difference whether it was originally tameh or became tameh afterwards? What's the difference? Azil Rav Gevaya mi Beit Kasil, Rav Gevaya went from this place called Beit Kasil, Amr l'shmaisa kami Rav Ashi. He told this halacha to Rav Ashi. And ma'ishna tameh meikara. Dilo, why do we say if the water was originally tamei, hashaka doesn't work? Dilo, damrin aidi demaya yakira. Since water is considered heavier, sheshachni tatai, it goes down to the bottom, it drops to the bottom. Uperi kafe milael, and the wine which is lighter floats to the top. In which case happens is velo kasalka lehu hashaka lemaya. So now I've got a cleave, and the water is on the bottom, the wine is on the top, which is tamei. I lower it to the mikvah, and the water touches the wine only, but doesn't touch the water, which is now hidden below, underneath the wine. That's why it doesn't work. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the idea why it doesn't work. Tahorim levasof nitmunami. What's the difference? Whether it's tamei or tahor, the water is on the bottom, and the wine is always on the top. There's no chilek. So the Gemara says, Ella mibabale hachanami mibabale. It's a situation not where the wine's resting and floating on top, rather where it's all mixed together, in which case what comes out is, since it's mixed together, then it doesn't look at Rashi. Mibabale, Rashi says, hakol yachad hamayim b'yayin shel temet, all mixed together, hilkach mahanile hashaka. Since the water and wine is mixed together, we view, I guess, every molecule as having water and wine in it, but there's at least water in it. So if I lower this temed into the mikvah, whether it's tamei beforehand or whether it became tamei afterwards, both ways, hashaka will actually work. But I assume this is only before hichmas, before fermenting. So again, if you pour water in the grapes and you mix it together and it hasn't fermented and becomes tamei, put it into the mikvah, it's fine. But if it's already fermented, so then it doesn't work anymore. It's called wine. It's not considered water.
So there's no issue of buying during the Torah.
Doesn't make it. There's no chilek. Exactly. Chilek doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure when the Havamina was. I don't know why they thought, but that's rejected. Exactly. The new Mishnah tells us, finishing off, we have a few more Mishnahs left in this theme here. Komakum sheish mecher ein knas, komakum sheish knas ein mecher. Whenever there is a sale, you could sell a daughter as an Ame Ivriya. You cannot, she doesn't get knas, she doesn't get, there's no penalties if Rashi points out im nensa, im niftisa. Ein lavia chamishim kesef, as the psukim talk about, she has to be a nara. So once a woman's a nara, if she's already too old, she has knas, but there's no mecher. If she's a katana, so katana has mecher, but there is no knas for a katana. So the Gemara explains, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zudiv, Rabbi Meir. That's all only according to Rabbi Meir, who thinks there's a chilek between Nara and a Katana. That again, just to review, Katana, you could sell a Katana, but Katana that's an Nensa or Niftisa, there's no Knas. If she's a Nara, so Nara you can't sell anymore, but there is a Knas for a Nara. So that's the chilek, that's all Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamrim Omrim Yesh Knas B'Makom Mecher. Chacham hold, there actually is a knas, even though you're allowed to sell her at a young age, there would also be a knas im nensa, im niftasa. So what's the, where do you find Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? The Sani, the Braita teaches us, Ketana mibas yom echad, achetavi shtei saros, yesh lemechar. You could tell a girl from the day she's born until she becomes as bas mitzvah, shtei saros or so. Vein la knas, but she has no, there's no knas if she's a niftis or an end, so there's no knas from the age of 1 day to 12. And then, mishetavi shtei saros, when she becomes mature, Acha tibagir, until she becomes a bulgaris, then yesh la knas, there's a penalty if she's an ensa, the man's an ensa or a niftisa, then there's a knas, but ein lamecha, you can't sell her once she reaches that age, and that's all divri Rabbi Meir, that's our Mishnah. Shahaya Rabbi Meir Omer, komakum sheish mecha ein knas, but the komakum sheish knas ein mecha. But the Chacham Omer, they argue, and this is how we paskin, it seems, ketan vibas shalosh shanim v'yom echad, acha tibagir, yesh la knas. So the Gemara, he says that from the age of 3 until she's a bogeres, there's a knas. So we see that there is a knas even when she's 3 years old. Even as a katana, there's a knas. So we see that there's a knas even when there's a mechira. Mechira, everyone agrees, you only can sell her up until 12. But they argue that there's a knas even before 12, there is still even a knas for nensa or niftisa. Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Meir doesn't say there's a knas and there's mecher. Rav Meir says, knas in, mechalo. He says when she's 3 years old, there's a knas, but there's no mecher. Where it says no ema af knas, but mokum mecher. Everybody agrees there's certainly mecher below the age of 12. You could sell the daughter as an amir ivriya. The din is, Chacham are adding, there's also a din of knas when she's a katana. That's the opinion of the Chacham. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, komakum sheish miun ein chalita, Chamakum sheish chalita ein miun. So what's miun? Rashi tells us, the look at the last narrow line of Rashi, miun, the last words miun, be yisoma, a woman, daughter, a girl who lost her father, she's a yisoma, she could shoo ima o acheha, or her mother or her brothers marry her off, afula daita, even though she was willing to marry this particular person, she's yichol lemarin v'yotze below get. She could one day just wake up and before she becomes a gadol, a gadola, she could say, you know, I want out, she could refuse, marin means to refuse, she could opt out of this marriage without a get, until she becomes a mature girl, at that point she has to stay married unless she gets a get. All the ages of under being under 12, that's called katnusa, meaning under 12, she could always do miyun. She could say, I want to opt out, I want to refuse this marriage. She's allowed to, but there is no chalitza, there's miyun, but there's no chalitza under the age of 12, because the pasuk says, ish, and we connect isha to ish, just like the man needs to be above bar mitzvah to perform chalitza, the girl also has to be above bas mitzvah to perform chalitza. But below that age, if she's a katana, there is no chalitza, even though there's miyun. When she's a gadola, there's chalitza as a gadola, but there's no longer any ability to do mean. So Gemara says, this too is Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Zudi Rabbi Meir. That's only the position of Rabbi Meir. About Chachamim Omrim, the Chacham argue on this mission as well, Yesh miyun b'makom chalitza. They think there is actual miyun, even when there's chalitza as well. The Sani, the Braisa, tells us, Ad Masai Habas Mima'enes, up until what point could the girl no longer do miyun? Ad Shetavi Shesaros Divrei Rabbi Meir. Once she reaches the age of 12 or so, then she is no longer allowed to perform miyun. But Rabbi Huda Omer, Ad Sheyarbe HaShachar HaLavan, until there's more black over white. In other words, she's more mature, more than just simply Shesaros, it's much more mature than that. So even though she's a gadola after Shesaros, and she could do chalit at this point, she's still allowed to do miyun until she gets to an older age. Let's call it 13 for argument's sake. 13. She has no whole other year to do miyun, even though she's also able to do chalitza during that year.
So this talking with Bizman Azeh that there is no yibum, or what? Meaning she,
no lav dafka.
But for sure there's no yibum. When she's a katana.
That's for sure. You can only do.
Is it saying that there is not yibum and not chalitza, or is it saying that she could be miyavim when she's a katana? No.
No, but they go hand in hand, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. So you wonder why is it stressed chalitza versus yibum?
Right, because maybe it's talking bismanas.
I thought maybe the comparison they're talking about ways she could leave a relationship. Chalitza and... but I think the lach of yibum is...
Yeah.
Both, exiting that relationship. Right. Okay, the new mishnah, the last mishnah of the parak tells us. Kol makom sheish tekiya ein havdala. Whenever there's a tekiya, it's referring to before Shabbos begins, they blow the shofar the Gemara and Shabbos talks about to remind people to lahavtu min amlacha, stop doing work. So what happens if a certain Kedusha, two Shabbos and Yom Tov come together? Yom Tov Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Tov, so they lead into each other. So whenever there's a tkia, which indicates that there's a, let's say yontif to Shabbos. So yontif to Shabbos, where there's going to be additional isra malacha, now that Shabbos comes, you can't cook anymore, they would do a tkia, they blow the shofar to tell you to do stop cooking now, but there wouldn't be avdala, because yontif into Shabbos, there's no avdala going that direction. So whenever there's a makom sheish tkia, then ain't avdala. But chamakom sheish avdala, when there's avdala, meaning Shabbos going down to a yontif, we know there is a avdala, we say, then ain't tkia. There's no need for a tkia, because tkia indicates, again, a increase of kedusha, let's say an increase in malacha. Havdala indicates a decrease in malacha. So they're opposites of each other. So yontif shechal yos be'er Shabbos, the yontif that falls out on Friday, yontif going leading into Shabbos, we're token, we blow the shofar because it's increasing the kedusha, there's more malacha into Shabbos, below mavdilim, but we don't do havdala. And the opposite, like I just said, b'matzei Shabbos, if the yontif falls out of Matzah Shabbos, so Mavdil, we do a Havdalah because there's a drop from Kedusha, from Shabbos to yontif, but below token, we don't blow the shofar. Ketz Mavdil, and how is this Havdalah that we say from Shabbos into yontif? Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lekodesh, and Rebbe Dosa Amar ben Kodesh Chomer Lekodesh Hakal, which we, of course, pass on like the Tanakhama here, but these are two different versions of what the Havdalah should be said. So now the Gemara wants to know, Heichi Tokeo, how exactly do you do this tekiah? Now the assumption is that this tekiah cannot be the same as done on Shabbos, in a regular Erev Shabbos, because we want there to be a difference. So regular Erev Shabbos, we do a regular tekiah. But there's something, tekiah, true tekiah, I mean. But here is something different. So what's different about the tekiah when it goes from a yontif Erev Shabbos leading into Shabbos? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Tokeo u'maria mitoch tekiah. You blow a tekiah, and then you turn that tekiah into a trua from within the tekiah. What does that mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, mitoch tekiah, kodim shiasayim atkiah, hu maria besofa. You cut the tekiah short, you do like a half length tekiah, and then you transition into a trua, and that indicates there's something different. It's yontif leading in to Shabbos.
Without breathing, without taking a breath.
No, that's the next one. This one I think is a breath. Rav Asi Amar, tekeh maria b'nishim achas. He says you do one breath. So I'm not sure, he might say doing a long tekiah and a trua, but all in b'nishim achas. The first opinion, I don't know if the first opinion means you take a breath in between, or you do one breath, but it's just a shorter tekiah, or Rav Asi thinks it's a regular length tekiah. But there's something different about this tekiah trua.
Aha, because he holds that he stops. So the first one you don't stop. This one he holds that it's one breath, but mikom makom poseku ktsad ben tekiah tekiah. Meaning the first one, I think he doesn't stop here. He takes one breath, but he does stop a little bit.
Rashi mafsik bein time.
Right.
So you just do a little pause, but you don't breathe.
But you don't breathe.
And first one things you do, you don't even take a break. You go right into it. Okay.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, "Askin Rav Asi behutel kishemaita." And Rav Asi had instituted this this halacha in Hutal. Which way? Like how he paskin that shall be b'nishim achas, although with a slight interruption. So Meisivet asks the Gemara. Yontif shechal yos be'er Shabbos, when Yontif falls out, Erev Shabbos Friday, leading into Shabbos, token v'lo marian, you do a tekiah, but you wouldn't do a trua. My lav lo marian klal, not to do any trua at all, and this goes against both Rasi and Rav Yehuda's understanding, they're just a tekiah, just one tekiah, nothing else. Rav Yehuda mitar tzatame, Rav Asi mitar tzatame. No, they both answer according to their understanding. Rav Yehuda mitar tzatame, lo marin b'fnei atmo. You don't do a trua on its own. Ella mitoch tekiah. You do a trua mixed together with the tekiah. That's how it's meant. Not that there's no trua at all. It's a different type of trua that's being blown. And Rav Asi mitar tzatame, Rav Asi explains according to his understanding, which is lo marin b'shtei neshimos. You don't do a trua with two breaths. Rather, ella all b'neshima. Achas, and both of Asi and Rav Yehuda are able to interpret that b'raisa. Fine. Now the Gemara says, "Matzei Shabbos heichi amar lehu." So how exactly would you say the Havdalah when Shabbos leads into Yontif? What was the nusach of the Havdalah? So Amar Rav Yehuda b'chasimasa. You would say, where would you say it? Only at the end. Hamavdim and kodesh lekodesh. But you don't say anything in the beginning at all. You just do regular mavdim and kodesh lekodesh. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman b'chasimasa. You only change kodesh lekodesh. But in the psicha, you still say ben kodesh lechol ben or lechoshech. Only the chasima is different. Rav Sheish is b'reid Rav Idi on the other hand. Amar af b'psicha. So no. Even in Pesach and Psichiasa, you say Ben Kodesh to Kodesh, Ben Or LeChoshech. You do say Kodesh to Kodesh, even in Psicha, but we don't pass in that way. Less Hilchas Hakavasei, we only add the Nusach Ben Kodesh to Kodesh only in the Chasima. And then finally, the Gemara says Rabbi Dosa Omer Ben Kodesh Chomer LeChodesh Hakal. Less Hilchas Hakavasei, we don't pass in like him. So Amar Rabbi Zera said Yontif Shechalios BeEmsa Shabbos. Let the Yontif fall out during the week. Omer, what you say is Hamavdim Mekosh Lechol Bino Lechosh when you sell the Amim Meyom Ashvili Sheshish Ma'amasa. So it's very strange. The Gemara's implicit question here is, why would you mention Ben Yom Ashvili Sheshish Ma'amasa? We're on Tuesday now. How are you different? How are you? Why are you just pointing out the difference between Shabbos and weekday? If we're in the middle of the weekday right now. And the Gemara answers, my taima, seder havdalos hu mona. He's just simply listing all those havdalos that are mentioned in the Torah, not to say that this yontif that falls on Shabbos, on yontif rather, the yontif falls on Tuesday, has a din of Shabbos to it, simply but we're just mentioning all the havdalos that exist in the Torah, and that's why he's saying this nusach, hajnalach hakol shochtim.